Let's sit down very well. Those at the back, let's, you know, arrange it very well. Cordially, like that. Okay. It is well. You reign forever. You are the wisdom. You reign forever. You are the wisdom. You reign forever. You are the wisdom. Okay, let me hear the house. You reign. You reign for. You are the wisdom. You reign forever. You are the wisdom. Let me hear the house very well. Kai. Ale, ale, ale. Ale, ale. Yeah. If you were here yesterday, you would notice something. When the prayer started, it was looking as though, Ola, you have to pray. You know the way you cut that thing, you just cut me now. Learn to align with my spirit. Don't just jump out of the sound like that. Yesterday when the prayer started, if you were here, you would notice that there was like a struggle in the atmosphere. Isn't it? It was as though, what was going on? So when they were praying, when I came up, I welcomed my friends and they joined us. And when they joined us, they never left. Did you notice that? Even today, they were still here. So whatever we do that our friends from the other side do not partner with us, we will struggle. We were called to partner with them for this ministry. So when we started yesterday, I don't know, it was not the fault of the person. Probably the person who started the prayer did not know that our friends have not come. And if our friends did not come, people will struggle to pray. Today they were here already, the atmosphere was saturated, so everybody came and entered into the river. One thing I will just let everyone know, maybe if you are coming for the first time, or this is the first time you are going for a retreat. And you know, sometimes when you go to a place, maybe you go to somebody's house that you do not know, and then they now give you food. Most of you did it this Christmas. And in your mind, you want to eat. You now say, will you eat? You now say, no. But in your mind, you are saying, force me, force me, force me. I think that was what Caleb was saying. He's looking for who to force him to eat. Then you now be pretending as if you don't want to eat. Then when they now give you the food, in 2 minutes, they turn back. The plate has been emptied. What happened here? When you come into the presence of God, it is not a place where you should feel comfortable because you know familiar faces. It's a place where you should feel comfortable because the host of heaven are there. So you don't come. I'm saying, this one they are doing like this. I'm shy. any church you enter is the house of your father. So tonight I want you to open up your spirit. For if you don't know how to, if you've never prayed in your life before, pray. Ask those that were here yesterday. We were just starting. Maybe it's slippers that will meet you today. I don't know. Or it's my sneakers. Slippers, sneakers. Wow. See rhymes. You must pray. Oh. You must pray. You must what? Pray. I trust that the Lord God will help us this morning in the name of Jesus. So what I want us to do is just to make sure that your spirit is open this morning. I want us to get the word before we continue to journey, so that it will help some of us ascend as we ought to. Yesterday, while I was ministering, I said, the Lord God Almighty will speak through us, through somebody. And then immediately I said that, a lady began to prophesy. Some of you did not know. And then when she began to prophesy, she said, I'm here. I am here. I want to speak to my people. And then I discerned in the spirit, this is not Jesus Christ wanting to speak to his people. You see, if you are not sensitive in the spirit, you will invite the devil to minister to you. Immediately I noticed he was shouting, I want to speak. I said, the mode of communication that the Holy Spirit told me that he was going to speak through the vessel yesterday was not by English. It was in tongues. Then I'll have to interpret it. So somebody came and started prophesying, and she was prophesying by, that was the first signal. As I know, this is not what God told me. So whatever you are doing that you do not have an express instruction from the Holy Ghost, the devil will present what looks like the instruction you ought to be running with. So even in the place of prayer, discernment is very necessary. There are certain times you pray, your eyes are not supposed to be open. Not because if you close your eyes, anything will happen to you, but because at that point, the Holy Ghost is telling you, close your eyes. Maybe somebody's prayerlessness for 10 years wants to fly out of his body. And then the mode in which it will enter, it is through your eyes. You cannot understand spiritual things with physical reasoning. Am I saying that you should always close your eye when praying? No. I'm saying that you should do what you do when the Holy Ghost says you should do it. So you can start praying now and you are sitting down. And he says, my sister, stand up. And you keep sitting down. And then guess what? You will pray sitting down, but your prayer will not be answered. I will show us something today. Yesterday we started a teaching and we talked about what the breath of God, isn't it? And then when we were studying in Genesis, we said God, the Bible makes us understand that God did what? He breathed into man and he became what? A living soul. Is that not it? Then I said that was the first breath that God gave man. So creation of man was not complete. So when you look at it and you say, God has created man, he has made him a living soul, creation was over. No, God had not finished creating him. So he needed to be coming in the evening to educate him. God wanted man to have a will of his own. So when he finished creating him, he made sure that he gave him a soul that can receive information and for him to decide. So when God comes to him in the evening, he will tell him, this is the tree of life, this is the tree of good and evil, choose. I'm not telling you to take anyone by force. So what God was doing to man was that he was trying to finalize what he has started into becoming what he wants man to be. So everything you will be in God and never become is what you decide to be. So God was coming every evening to meet man for fellowship. What is fellowship? Fellowship is not prayer. Some people, when I ask somebody what is fellowship, he say fellowship means when we come together and we pray and study the Bible. I say yes, that is the first dimension of fellowship. The second and most potent dimension of fellowship is hearing, receiving information. When we say I'm fellowshipping, that means God is speaking to you and I'm speaking towards God. So when God comes to man every evening, what he comes to do is to educate him. And he will come and be teaching him and say, man, this is this, this is that. You have to decide. And then probably God was telling him that if you eat of this fruit of life, these are the things you will become in me. But man got another information that if you eat this one, you will not become anything in another person. You will become something by yourself. So the soulish man ate... You call it apple. Let's say He ate apple because, hey God, because everything that was pioneering his desire was what? Self. And I made us to understand yesterday, what made him eat it? He first looked at it and he said, it's good for the what? Eyes. The first thing is what? Lust of the eyes. He said, if I eat it, I shall be wise. The second thing is what? Vainglory. And everything, we summed it up into what? Flesh. So if you are still, your life is still patterned after what you see, and everything that looks appealing to you, you are no different from the first Adam. So the breath of God is still in you. You are still alive, but you are no different. So I told us yesterday that why God needed to come down to fellowship with Adam was because in his creation then, Adam did not have the compartment of the spirit that will allow him to go to God. But now we can go to God because we have a spirit being. So somebody can be sitting here and find himself on the mountain. So God had to do what? Come to Adam. So if you are still operating on the first breath of the Holy Ghost of God, that means what? Your life is no different from every other person you are seeing. I will show you something. Do you know what happened when Eve gave birth? He gave birth to two children, and they called one of the devil, and the other one is that means if he's of the devil, he's not of the, that one is of God. You know, you believe that. Let's not go too far. And then they named one Cain. What's the meaning of Cain? Who knows the meaning of Cain? Cain means acquired. Haven't you heard God call Jesus my begotten son? So that means Cain was what? Acquired. Acquired from who? So God needed to find expression, because that man, something happened. I will not go into detail in what happened in that Genesis chapter 1. But the product of what happened, it was that there were two seeds that were coming out. And one of that seed was bearing fully the commandment of his father, the devil. I didn't read your scripture, and he said, Cain of his father, the devil. And there was another one that was not of the father, the devil. That other one was different. He carried within him the spirit of fellowship. So whenever he wanted to give sacrifice to God, he knew he was not giving it to a stranger. He was giving it to himself. So he carried the best and brought it. But the other guy was a soulish man. He wanted to satisfy himself. So he takes the one that is rejected and gives it to God. In his chambers, there is no organ for fellowship. So Cain is an outward display of a man who is a soulish being. Let me show you something else. How do you think that people can be so wicked and live so long? Cain is a perfect example. Cain was a man who killed his own brother, and the blood of the righteous brother was crying out for vengeance. But guess what? God placed a mark on Cain that anybody that killed this guy. The realm of the spirit works by a legal system, and you must understand how it works. Cain knew what to do to exempt him from that punishment at that moment, and Cain went ahead to build a government of darkness. If you know certain things, you will take your life serious. A person can be wasting your destiny and decide to repent next year, and God will forgive him. A person can kill your father, kill your mother, make you drop out of the university, and repent 2 days later, and God forgives. TLDK Olukoya told us a story. He said when they were in secondary school, they had one other friend. The guy was so high in the prophetic. If he gives you a prophecy today, you see it in the newspaper tomorrow. Then all of a sudden, a yellow girl came to their class. And when this girl came, the guy began to fall for the girl. And then she had her way with him. And afterward, he said, today, my friend is in the village, he's blind, they cannot move. An eternal investment was wasted. And guess what? The lady that wasted his life is abroad today. Kai, a lady will look at you and say, I love you. You think it's because you are fine. You are a foolish guy. She, oh God. Yes, I just love you. You are famous. And then you glory in it. And guess what is finding expression? The soulish man. The atomic nature that wants everything, even when he knows it's not time for it yet. He say, I love you. You say, I love you too. And you give yourself to the guy. You do not know that it's the devil that sent him. Do you think that, I told you yesterday, that every time you see the devil at work, it is because somebody gave him room to enter. So when he wants to enter, it is the body of men he enters. The devil can enter your best friend. You don't know. That was why when Peter spoke, he said, I cast you out, devil.
I rebuke you. Get thee away from me. Was it that he was so possessed? No. But the devil could minister to him and he could transmit it. So the devil can find a vessel, even in your house, called your mother, that as you finish praying now, she will go home and slap you. You did not offend your mom, but she will slap you so that you will be angry. And when you are angry, you have lost every eternal investment you gathered. You finish fasting. After 3 days, you go out in the morning, you resume work. Your oga called you a very stupid man. And the next thing you do, you say, you didn't insult him, but in your heart, you say, you are a most stupid man. This is why you will labor and labor and labor, yet you will reap nothing. Because I told you yesterday, when God created man, he formed him from where? The dust. And what did he tell the devil? He said, you will feed of what? The dust. How will he feed of the dust? By feeding the dust information. And that was how he started it. And that is how we will continue it. So every time the devil wants to destroy your life, what he gives you is what? Information. Your greatest enemy is not the one that will make you sit down in the place of prayer. Your greatest enemy is the one that will make you never know truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know a way. You know a way to God. But do you know the truth that sustains that path? To everything in this kingdom, there are rules and protocols that you must observe. You come after a prayer retreat, the next morning you wake up and then you are playing songs that satisfy God. It's a disgrace if at this level you cannot drop your phone for anybody to operate it. It's a disgrace. Even if I'm dating somebody today and then, you know, so you say maybe you are dating, as a child of God, please, what can you be dating somebody with that somebody cannot read? So some of you, they say, drop your phone now, let's go through it. Your whole body will be on fire. You are only deceiving yourself, not God. You are a soulish man operating with the first breath, and nothing in your life will ever look as God. So you can pray for 50 hours and go back home and we check your life. Your private life stinks. It is only religion worship that looks at a guy and say, ah, this brother has been faithful in church. He comes, ah, he sows a lot of seed. He wears nice suits. Oh yeah, come and lead. That's religion. They look at the outward appearance, but Christ looks at the inward compartments of the man. So that was why when God wanted to pick somebody from Redeem to head it, he didn't pick the pastors. He picked an usher called Daddy Adeboye. You must be so careful that every investment you invest in prayers, you do not miss it. Because it is better for you not to have prayed than to pray and labor and waste the investment. With law of Elijah, the Bible said he was praying for the clouds to gather. Elijah prayed to a point and then they said, he said, go and check. He said, the cloud has started gathering. He said, very good. Let's go and continue pressing. What does that mean? It means that Elijah can pray, can stop praying at that point, and that small cloud that he has gathered will be aborted. So until your rain falls, you will never cease to pray. Until your rain falls, you will never do what? Yesterday I was sharing with you, I said Horeb is not the end of the journey. Horeb is where men pick template and start the journey. So you come and you say, I've done Horeb 3. Your life will remain a consistent joke. Yesterday I was telling you, I said somebody will say he's coming to the mountain of God, and you wake up in the morning and you are cooking rice. How do you even have, forget that you are a Christian, 7 o'clock in the morning you are boiling beans? How? Your service is starting 7:30, but you will swear with your life you must eat before you go for that 7:30 service. So you rather wake up 6:25. Some people come to church late, not because they were something happened, but because they were trying to cook first. Some people cook and parboil in the afternoon so that when they come, they just continue sharp sharp. You cook and keep boil and parboil, so we don't come up all time, we don't swear. When I was young, I learned this in Mountain of Fire when we grew up. Every Sunday is a fasting day. So every time we go for service, we know we're not eating. Like I told you yesterday, even though I was young, all I looked for was the end of the service, because I know after service we'll go and buy something. I will never forget one day, because I go to a different church. I was going to for my mom, so I left. So I was walking on the road,
and then I saw one of my pastors. No, I went to buy water for one of my pastors. So when I bought the water, early in the morning, 7:30 on Sunday morning, and I bought it. I was not running. My mom now saw me. She now said, "What are you going to buy water for?" I said, "Pastor, send me." He said, "Your pastor wake up, eat beans in the morning. On Sunday morning, your pastor is sending you for bottled water to do what with it?" That was when he dawned on me. I said, "Oh boy, Pastor, what are you even drinking water for on Sunday morning? And you are the one coming to minister to us. What are you drinking water for? Pastor, you are drinking water." Even me, I'm not, even me that they sent to buy it, I didn't eat before coming to church. I'm telling you, a day is coming that you will minister in your church. Some of the people you call ministers, they will be waging them so that they will have to hold them, because the power of God will hit them. A day is coming, oh, where the least among them will become as mighty as David. A day is coming when that person that looks like a nobody will learn how to fly. How can we continue to? You can't make progress if you live in this. I told, I was going for a meeting one day. I think it was Mimuna. We were going for a children meeting. So then she came. I don't know. I think she came and she saw me sleeping on the chair. Maybe she was thinking in her mind that she should have seen me. I said, "Oh boy." She was maybe she was wondering, maybe this man. So I just say, she says, "Sir, it's time for the service." I say, "Okay, carry, let's be going." So I went to the meeting, and when we got there, God, you know what I'm saying? The reason that what makes you pray immediately before going for ministration is because you are not a prayer person. Faithlessness. Ministration has even started. Some people say, "We are going to pray outside." What's that one? You are not being, you don't know what you are doing. You are living by trial and error. You are to minister next. "Please, when am I ministering?" 2 minutes. Okay, let me. You now run outside. You are a joke. If you have an intercessory team outside, that one day. But you yourself, because you know you don't know what you carry. He said, we call it Zoe, the life of God. Not the season life of God. It's a life. So if I'm walking and you see me and you say, "Pray for me," I can pray. Because it's not something I have to consult to do. It's only men who live in darkness who tell you that I have to prepare something for a meeting. I will never forget that. One pastor told me, he was prophesying in a meeting. I was so young. So that time I don't have sense. And I met him and I say, "Wait on, sir, please, can you prophesy to me?" The man, I say, "No, I have to prepare for that before I do it." Ah! As I was young, and I look, what does pastor has to do to go and prepare to prophesy? What else you have to do? It's because the life of God is not within your chambers. And yesterday I made us to understand something, that there is the second breath of God that makes God makes a man of his own. So Adam was not a man after he was a man in the image, but God didn't finish the likeness part of Adam. God did not finish what? The likeness part. So when God came and he told us in John chapter 20 verse 21, who is there? John 20, 21.
Your baby is singing. Say, "I will be singing and dancing and shout for the rest of eternity." Hey, my honey, my honey. Your baby is singing. I will be singing and dancing and shouting
for the rest of eternity.
Say, He who sits in heaven laughs. I sit in heaven, so I laugh. Hallelujah. This guy is a prayer warrior. He doesn't know how to sing. Even people like us, the reason why we're still on flyers is because of the spirit, not because of the voice. So I went for a meeting, how many, I think last 2 weeks,
My voice was gone. I didn't even know what to say. You were there. I just said that all of you sitting on your chair. Maybe let's not talk story today. Let's just. So I said, oh yeah, close your eyes. Tell Jesus I love you. And I began to chant. And angels began to move. So the Holy Ghost is our advantage. Yes. So if you invite me for a singing competition now, or more, grace cannot carry last. The churches will fall under the power. They will shout, I can fly. So, John 20:21, he says, Then said to Jesus, to them again, peace be unto you as my Father has sent me, so I sent you. So God did something before he sent Jesus. He knew that there was an error in the life of Adam. So before he came, there was something that God did in heaven before sending him to earth. And that was all the Bible makes us to know in 22. He says, verse 22, I said, and when he said this to them, he breathed on them and said what? They are not opening their Bible, oh God. You know why it's easy to minister in churches like London, ba? If I just say, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You hear? Yes, sir. In Nigeria, if you don't tell them that there was a mystery that divided Horeb, and Horeb opened into three, and then Moses came out of the mountain, and they'll say, yes, yes, sir. Hallelujah. So this is what I want to hear from you. And he says to them, verse 2, and he said this to them, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said what? He breathed on them and said what? I want you to shout it loud. He breathed on them and said what? Shout, I receive. Shout it again. Shout it again. Shout it again. Yes. So this was the second breath of God. He met them and he said what? He said he breathed on them. There was a first breath that made them to be alive, but there was a second breath that was missing. And then when Jesus came, he breathed upon them and he said what? Receive ye what? The Holy Ghost. Say, I receive the Holy Ghost. I receive the Holy Ghost. One of the things I want you to know that yesterday we established a very solid foundation on these things. And today, I don't know, I will just show you what happens, because yesterday I was telling you that whoever is in Christ is what? A new creation. And then you have to understand this new creation that you have become. Kai, if you know God, Christian work will be easy for you. If you know God, you will not do things for 30 years. Somebody said something one day. He said some of the dimensions you are trusting God for can only be seen in 50 years. It's true. It's him that know that one. You understand what I'm saying? I know. Every dimension I'm trusting God for can be received today. It can be received today. I will not wait for 50 years. I will not wait for 100 years. Hey! I can receive it today. Hey, I can receive it today. Hey, I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. I can receive it today. I can receive it today. I can receive it today. Receive it today. I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. Aye, hallelujah. So every dimension you are trusting God for can be received when? Everything you are trusting God for can be received when? Because your father built a house when he was 70 years does not mean you will do the same. You hear me, Bob? Because what? Your mother gave birth at the age of 65. Doesn't mean you do. He said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be what? So hunger will never cease in my life.
Now let me show you something.
I love that guy. Holy Ghost, help me.
That
I can, Elena, I can receive it.
I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. I can receive it today. I can receive it today. I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. Oh, I can receive it today. I can receive it today. Hey, don't worry. Alagayana na managa deeda. So, if you are here tonight and you cannot speak in tongues, hello sir, don't be comfortable. Somebody said, I cannot speak in tongues, but I can pray in my understanding. I've never seen a man who prayed in his understanding and can pray. You will get to a point where the prayer points will finish. You will get to a point where saying, even Jesus, Jesus, Jesus will tire you. But there is a point in the spirit. Ah, yesterday when we were praying, I told you, okay, I've not caught it. You don't understand. If I start praying, I can be praying like this. But when I catch that posture, if he catch me like this, I can stay like this for 9 hours. You won't understand. Have you ever prayed and all of a sudden you started running? There is something in your belly that wants to fly. You won't understand. He's telling you that if you focus, you can receive it today. Hey, so when I'm praying, I'm not praying because I want you to. No, I will keep searching for a posture. When I pray, and maybe the Holy Ghost hold me like this. If you hold me like this, hey, Jumoke will just hold a chair sometime. If she stay like this, Auntie can stay like this and not move for 1 hour. You won't understand. It's a posture in the spirit. Another brother's one can be that he will stand like this. You know, if you stand, you will sleep. Don't lie to yourself. So when they now wake you up, you now do like this. Aile managa, it's a lie. You were not anywhere. You were in your flesh. Go to Naivichi. You see people who enter them. Maybe when he started sleeping was when they were praying. When they woke him up, prayer has finished. He did not know. So when he woke up, he just lepratagata, and they are saying, brother, what's going on here? Hallelujah. So if you do not know how to speak in tongues tonight, desire was it. Because there is a way you partner with the Holy Ghost, and it's in the language of the Spirit. Why do we need to partner with the Holy Ghost? Yesterday, I made us a foundation that will help us to fly today. It's because you are partnering with a God that you do not know. Hey, I can receive it today. You are partnering with a God that you do not what? You do not know. So you need the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you why. We do not have people who are weak. That God did not design a weak Christian. We only have Christians who are weak because they've not known the design inside them. So when you give your life to Christ, there is a new design that enters into you. He's the Holy Ghost. So he's your first partner. You don't understand. Some of you go to a prophet before going to the Holy Ghost. You have missed it. If the Holy Ghost does not lead you to a man and you go and meet him, he can destroy your life. So the first person you must desire to know is no longer yourself, but the you who now lives in Christ. Some people will come and make posts and say, if you don't like me the way I am, it means that everybody does not like you the way you are. Don't you know there's something wrong with the way you are? So you must learn of that spirit that you have received. You must try to know him, because it's on the foundations of knowing the Holy Ghost that you ever have, that you can partner with what God wants to do in your life. I told us yesterday that there is a level you begin to journey with God into, and then you begin to find out who you really are. So some people call me Minister Damilare, some call me Pastor Damilare, some call me Apostle, some call me Prophet. They don't know who I am yet. They are still asking me by style, who are you? But I've not yet known me too. Hey, the matters of identity can take you 20 years to find out. I'm still finding out. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a pastor. I'm not anything yet. Call me anything you see. Some people call Jesus what? A prophet. Some called him what? An apostle. He said, some said you are Elijah. Call me anything you want to call. But the day I download my identity, I will come and tell you, I am the voice. James looked at me one day. He said, sir, are you an evangelist? I said, my brother, I don't know me too. I'm still searching. I'm still entering into God to find out. So when we go to a meeting and you heal somebody, and they say, who are you? All I know, I am a child of God. I am doing what my father is doing. Kai, if you put title in your front, Kai Lemenama, you will put pressure on your head. If you put title in your front, you will put pressure on your head. You will put pressure on your head. So, it's easy to be a child of God. You understand me? So, if you come here today and you say, you're expecting me to hear the prophetic or something, and I didn't, can you hold me and say, sir, you said it's your business. If you say you're a pastor, and then they come and say, you're expecting you to preach, is it your business? So, I rather remain a child of God, where nobody can come and say, but you called yourself this. Let me be flying like this. Let me be what? Flying like this. And you know some of those people that are asking you, who are you? Some of them is the devil. They want to know, so that they will know where to wait for you. So you know, the day you now bring your man and say, I'm an apostle. You say, hey, he's an apostle. You don't know that there are mysteries concerning your life. The devil does not know it. That was why even Jesus, he said, if they had known, they would have not crucified him. So Jesus came and they were still looking for the Jesus. They didn't. The devil was seeing Jesus. The devil is looking at you. He doesn't know what you will become. He's looking at you now. The way he's looking at Jesus, he doesn't know. The devil is looking at you. John, he's still trying to ask you, who are you? So when men come to ask you, who are you? Anything, you is your information he works with. That was why when Jesus took, he took, how many disciples did he have? How many did he take to the mountain? 3. And when he took them to the mountain, he said, do not speak of these things. Why? As long as you do not speak it, the devil cannot hear it. So you are here, you just finished laboring, and then you go home. The devil is not omnipresence, he's in people. So you go home, probably there's somebody there. The devil has possessed, so know where you are coming from. And he asks you, where are you coming from? He said, Kai, I just went to pray. In fact, if you see the way I pray, he said, don't worry, we've known when to catch this one from. Let your life be a mystery until the glory comes out. Remain in the secret place until the glory does what? Hey, David that wants to go and inherit Saul's throne because God told him without preparation will carry his head with his own hand. He was saving the man's life and the man still wanted to kill him. So you do not become anything by having a good heart. You become anything by how much God has incubated you to when you are ready. How do we partner with the Holy Spirit to begin to find in strange dimensions of God? How do we get to that point where the Holy Spirit himself reveals himself to us in great and mighty dimensions? Why do we need partnership with the Holy Spirit? It's because you yourself, you do not know what? God. He said, the Spirit of God, he searched the deep things. Yeah, even the deep things of God. So, who will help you find out? It's the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. The demand that revival will ever come to our life is that we have men who are accurate. Not men who are carrying fire, but men who are accurate. It is very possible to be on fire and never be accurate. It is very possible to be moving in the... Hey, do you know what is worse? That you met the anointing before you met the Holy Ghost. That you met what? The anointing before you met what? That you met prosperity before you met what? That you met fame before you met what? Your own is a, you are a walking destruction. You are a walking destruction. Walking. You are just waiting to explode. Because you go and pray for one mad woman one day by your flesh. The woman will beat the hell out of you. You will not understand why Jesus said, I only do what my father is what? doing? So if my father is not doing in heaven that I should heal a madman, and I go and do it, you are on your own. So Daniel, what that God was doing for Daniel at that point is that he was given an anointing to preserve him from lions, isn't it? Then the prophet rose up, I think in 1992, and said he carried the spirit of Daniel and went into the lion's den, and lion did what? Eat him up. He said when he entered, he wore red. So as he entered into the lion's den, and when the lion saw him, they first started moving back. They moved back. You know why they were moving back? Who are thou? They first asked him a question of identity. When he came inside, I said, who are you? Hey. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Let the King of Glory come. And then the lions asked him, who is the King of Glory? He did not know the God strong and mighty in battle. The God that does not fight a battle he did not send you. So that question he couldn't answer. So when they move and they ask him in the realm of the spirit, you think animals cannot communicate? Every living thing communicates in the spirit. So they asked him the question. The man did not decode. And the next thing they told themselves, brothers, can we eat this one? Do you know the painful thing? Thank God he died. Because it would have been worse for you to be embarrassed in the presence of your followers. All of you gather, you are following, and then man of God go and pray for somebody that is, and the guy beats. So when you want to call them for prayers the next day, you don't be thinking. See, in everything in life, some challenges come. But let's just, you are trying to explain yourself. That's why you don't be making posts. If you cannot follow your father, you are a foolish boy. If you cannot be faithful, you are not faithful to your heavenly father, they not embarrass you on earth. So don't blame people for not following you. No man will follow a non-entity. Somebody said, people are only following people who have crowd and who have made impact. I said, hey, Oga, who else will they follow? Will they follow a failure like you? You are heading somewhere and you are telling me we are only following people who are making impact in the kingdom. You cannot discern. God cannot discern. Well, discern what? You that you have not found your identity, you are telling me, follow what? Even in the world, they say, follow who know what?
I can receive it today. I can receive it today. I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. I can receive it today. I can receive it today.
Why do you need to know the Holy Ghost? Because if you do not know the Holy Ghost, God has never changed. The same God of the Old Testament, Oga, is still the same God of the New Testament. The same God that when people enter into his church on holy, they die, is still that same God. So the day God comes to visit his church, people will be sacked. Hey, you don't know what I'm saying. What we are saying is not God, though. It is extensions of God. The glory, the angels, they are all extensions of his majesty. Remember in Chronicles, he said when the glory of God entered into the room like a cloud, the priest ran out. When the owner of the church comes to the church, he comes with fire in his eyes. He does not come as the lamb, he comes as the lion. What? The lion is Jesus Christ, not God. The lamb is Jesus, not God. He is a lion forever blazing. That God can turn his back on his own people because another man raised the sacrifice. Go and ask the Israelites. That God is not looking for men, he's looking for people who please him. So when they tell you that Christianity is a funfair, they say he that must please God must be a man of faith. I know, but that faith is alignment to what God wants you to do. So the day you stop to please God, God can fight you. So they'll tell you that God is love, is Jesus Christ though. I'm telling you a truth now. God will not tolerate your iniquity, if not that Jesus came to pay the price. So God has not changed. So this is the reason why you can be in church and go and enter a car and you have accident and die. Did God not know about it? He knew. But did you partner with who you ought to partner with? If you had partnered with the Holy Ghost, you will get to the park and you have already entered. Though, I entered car. One car is good. I said, I'm not going again. People will shout, why are you there? Motor that are full already. Why are you leaving? They will not understand that he that walketh in you, he walketh to will and to do of good will. So it is not what they think, it is what the spirit is saying. This is why you need to partner with the Holy Spirit. Because if you don't partner with him, even angels can curse you. Remember Zechariah? He came and gave him a prophecy that his wife is going to conceive. What did he say? He said, how can this thing be? And do you know what? He said, from today and so you become deaf and dumb. If he had had the Holy Ghost within him, he would have told him, shut up your mouth, shut up your mouth. Just keep quiet. It is the same Holy Ghost within you that will tell you not to speak against an anointed of God. Because if you still go ahead and do, you will carry a curse you may never recover from. It is better when the devil is fighting you than when God is fighting you. Who will you run to? Who? So everything you must do must be in partnership with the Holy Ghost. You do not come to meetings because the flyer is fine. You do not come anywhere because what? Do you know the face on the flyer? You come because the Holy Ghost asks you to come. So everybody can come to that meeting and be blessed, and only you will not be blessed because the Holy Ghost does not want you to be there. What we are doing now is laying foundations that which you can know the Holy Ghost. I cannot tell you that the Holy Ghost is saying for all of you that tomorrow you should start a fast. It's not possible. But I can say that the Lord is saying on a corporate body that we should do that. But the dealings he's having with you is different. When you begin to venture into the Holy Ghost, you will know that there are things that are not written in the Ten Commandments that are seen when you do them. He said, he that knoweth what to do right and doeth it not, to him it is counted what? So you might not go to heaven. You might go to hell, not because you had, but because you never yielded to the Holy Spirit. You see, the more you come higher with God, the more you know that the higher you go, the harder it becomes. Because as you grow in God, it does not get easy, it gets worse. So maybe last year you were fine. You were fasting from 10 o'clock, maybe from morning to 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're happy, and then you begin to grow. The Holy Ghost will never say, my son, because you have fasted for 40 years, now don't fast again. He said, for men ought to pray. Your design was prayer. Your design was to live in the Spirit, and he will continue to give you syllabus that will make you ascend into that height in the realm of the Spirit where you can begin to command.
I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 60 years. I can receive him today.
Psalm 110. Somebody should open it for me.
I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. I can receive it today. I can receive it today.
So Psalm 110, he said, and David said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies your what? Footstool.
Hi.
The Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies what? Now there was something that was happening in heaven. You see, this discussion was happening when Acts chapter 12 was happening, when the Holy Ghost was to come. This was what happened. And then read verse 2. Let me show you what happened. And he said of David, and he said, the Lord said, until I make your enemies your footstool. Now, verse 2 says, the Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, rule thou in the midst of thy what? Enemy. Now look at verse 3. Now say, and your troops will be willing on the day of your battle. Arrayed in holy splendor, your young men will come like a dew. The version I'm reading is different. But there was something that happened. The Lord said, I will extend your what? Your what? Your scepter from where? Zion. And then that scepter will be sent to the earth. What happened there was the Holy Ghost invading the earth.
Aye.
So David was seeing a revelation when Jesus had not even come of what was happening. So the scepter that God sends for you to rule in the midst of your enemies is who? The Holy Ghost. He said, in the days of his power, all men shall be what? Willing. So the scepter has left where? Zion. It has come. The Holy Ghost is no more in heaven. The scepter has been sent down. And he said what? Rule thou in the midst of what? Thy enemies. Now let me show you something. This is the reason why if you keep sowing in the flesh, all you will reap is what? Corruption. I think it was yesterday when we finished the meeting. Then somebody now said,
You people should be collecting offering now. So that was when I said, okay, anybody that wants to put offering, no, go and put it in the basket. He said, at least you guys bought fuel and the rest of that. But do you know what funny thing? I think the other day we held a meeting, Abby, and I was telling them online in Tribe of Daniel, we actually made a lot of provisions like snacks and the rest. So I was telling them that, please, if you are coming, no, come with your offering, no, because I will not pay, or you will pay for it. They finished the meeting, I forgot to collect your offering. So when they now got to my, I say, oh boy, you would have, you know, my friend, come back. Because that was not the first thing in my heart. So if everything you do is a function of what your flesh demands, who doesn't want to be comfortable? You want to be comfortable. You want to buy fuel with ease. You want to get this instrument with ease. But guess what? It costs you something. But the cost is not even what is at your forefront. What is at your forefront is that men can bear the burdens. Men can carry their own cross and follow Jesus. So what makes me happy is not the fact that everybody comes here with beautiful clothes, but that when people start to pray, you can pray too. That you go back home and the river of prayer does not cease in your life. Somebody said, he said we should stream this meeting. He sends money that we should buy data and the rest of that. I said, Kai, I will just stream it for a while and then I stop it. He said, why? I said, because I want you to miss the, I don't want you to sit down in your office and be comfortable. If you have to be here, you have to leave what you are doing to be here. You see all this modernization, but it's making us not to be hungry again. Tell me how you will do a Sunday service in your house and you will not leave the phone and go and wash clothes more and come back. Some will even be playing the thing and be outside when the master say, Kai, now what? Or when they hear something, they'll be here and now run and go and write, hey, this rhema where this man dropped to, now what? I don't collect my own word. It's a lie. You are deceiving yourself. You know that if you sit down at home and watch TV on Sunday, I don't know, but it can never be like, it can never, he said, there was joy in my heart when they say, let us go where? To the house of the Lord. You cannot feel what you are feeling in this place.
Kaya namana, I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. I can receive him today. I can receive him today.
Luke chapter 2 verse 40. Let's go there. Now, how do we gain mastery with this spirit called the Holy Ghost? Luke chapter what? 2 verse 40.
I will not wait for 50 years. I can receive it today. I will receive it today.
Luke chapter 2 verse 40. He says what? He said, and the child Jesus did what? Grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So the summary of all what Jesus was doing for 12 years was what? Growing in the spirit. Hey God, I think I read and I understood. If you continue reading downwards, you understand that they traveled, and then Jesus was stayed behind in the temple, and then he began to ask his teachers questions. Then what they do is that before you become a man in Israel, you must have known the Torah very well. So how they qualify you as being a man is that when a time comes in your life, they'll call you to the church, like the gathering, and then they'll begin to ask you questions. If you pass those questions, that's when you can have a wife. You understand? I wish they still do it today. Some people will have not even married 50 years because John 3:16, they will have not for where. So how they will qualify you as a man is your ability and the understanding of the word. So when Jesus went, instead of them to be asking him questions, he was teaching them things, and then he began to ask them questions, and then they could not answer. And then they were wondering what kind of wisdom was upon this boy. Listen to me. It was not the Holy Ghost. So it was because everything he did from small was making him to grow in the spirit. And when you are growing in the spirit, wisdom follows it. So the fact that you went and invested your money in a Ponzi scheme and they duped you, and as a man of God you are coming online, I swear to God, is a sign that you have not grown in the spirit. You can make 50 decisions and all the decisions you make will be wrong. Some people have married the wrong person, divorced, married the wrong person again, divorced, married the wrong person again. Some people have gone through 5 divorces. What happened? They keep walking in darkness. Until you know the Holy Ghost, you will never. What you call wisdom is a path that will end in destruction. He said he grew in wisdom. Now let me show you what happens when you give yourself to growing. You must give yourself to growing before expecting the manifestation. Don't expect the manifestation before growing. Allah, I hope you are okay. You understand what I'm saying? Don't expect the manifestation before what? You are growing. And then the Bible makes us understand that he went for baptism. And then John, a man of the spirit, saw him and he recognized him. Hey, do you know that some of you here, people have seen you and recognized you, but you did not know. Somebody has seen you. I'm not talking about in the church, because maybe this thing of church makes you feel like, I'm telling you that somebody has seen you walk on the road the way you are thinking that you are in an entity and say, what a great man. Let me harvest what is on his head and give it to my child. Didn't you see what we discussed yesterday about what? The dark market. When we read in the book of Ezekiel that there were some merchants that trade with the souls of men. Those kind of people, they are merchants everywhere. And you, because you don't even know where your life is heading to. And he looks at you, say, Kai, what a great man. My boy, come. Come and take this 15 naira. And you collect it, they have traded. Or they tell you, come and start. Your friend, some of your friends know what you can become, even as a non-entity. So they will introduce you to a life that will waste you. The girl is looking at you. She doesn't know, but she knows that this my friend actually has IQ. She reasons more than me. Why don't I bring her to this side of the world where she will never be better than me? So when John saw him, he recognized him. He recognized what he was carrying, even though he had not yet been ordained for that assignment. And then when he came to the river of baptism, and then the Holy Ghost came upon him and said, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. And what did the Holy Ghost do? He said he did what? Eh? He did what? What did he do? There was a word they used to that wilderness. He did what? Eh? If I say, you drove somebody away and you told somebody, is it the same thing? So probably Jesus did not want to go. He drove him into the wilderness. He said he drove him. Can't get out of this place. Probably he wanted to finish and just go into ministry. And then the Holy Ghost drove him into the wilderness. Can't go to the wilderness, my friend. And then when he went to the wilderness, guess what happened? The only information the Holy Ghost gave him was what? Go into the wilderness, Abby. Did he tell him to fast? No. You are waking up January. You said God did not tell me to fast. You say, I've never seen an angel come to me in my dream and say fast. There are certain things that you know, not as a function of learning, but not as a function of an information, but as a product of growth. As a product of growth, you know that it is wrong for you as a man to beat a lady. And you say, God did not tell me in a revelation. You are a liar, because you know that there's a statue you have entered, that what will sustain that growth and keep you a man of that same stature is a life that you live. So he drove him to the wilderness, like I was sharing with them on the mountain. I said, what happened to Jesus? The devil did not come to tempt him on the 40th day. The devil has always been there, but his eyes was open on the 40th day. You think the devil does not, he was not aware that he chased him. He said, go. He didn't tell him the time frame. The Bible made us understand that he was just fasting and he stepped into the 40th day, and that day, bam! The devil showed up. Because the devil, for him to interfere with you on earth, you too, you have to come out of the flesh and enter into the realm where he dwells. So he had to subject his flesh for 40 days to enter into that realm. So he came. I was sharing with some of them the first time I encountered, you know, the person of the devil. I was in a fast, and in that fast, there was no food for many. I'm not talking, I will not tell you the number of days, but there was no food. All I was just surviving on was pap. And the pap, there was no salt, nothing inside. Just raw for days. And you take it in the evening. So it got to a point that I'll be passing the house. I'll see them frying stew. I'll sit down there and be like, let the smell of the stew. Then I understand what Lazarus was saying. Let the rich man and Lazarus, that just a drop. Let just the smell of the stew make me feel human again. I was doing that for a number of days. Nothing happened to me. I was doing it, nothing happened. Then it got to a day. I did it to a point. And then a lady sat by my side. And immediately I just had the lady say, come, all the things you have been doing in your life, I'm the one that I've been covering up for you. Now you want to, now where do you think you are going to? The lady now told me in that scene, say, I want you to have your way with me. I said, even if a lady is mad, will she just come and meet you and say, you understand? Then she began to talk, and then I say, I was still in the flesh. I didn't know what was happening. This was my first time. So I now said, I called the person's name. I said, why are you saying this? And then the next thing I had, she now said, everything you have been doing, I've been covering up for you. And I wonder, covering up for me? This word you are saying is too big to be a normal word. How can you cover up for me? When did I know you? And then I now realized that, I shared that time that you go and steal meat. It was the devil that made sure your mother did not know. So you come again. That time, you went to sleep with a girl at the backyard. He made sure that nobody caught you so that you would do it again. So he does not cover up sins by forgiving. He covers it up by making you a slave to it. So the day you masturbated and nobody knew, he made sure that you allowed, he made you not to look for help so that you will continue. That's how he covers up sin. And then she spoke to a point. I now, when she began to tell me things about my, I said, this one is not, it's not human being again. No. Then I began to pray. When I began to pray, he began to laugh. That's why yesterday I was telling you, you can pray for 2 hours and some demons will still be looking at you like this. I prayed. The guy, was still laughing. Until a point when the spirit came out. And then I told the girl, did you know what she just said? When I explained to her, she started crying. She called her parents that they should help her. That this one. So a pastor now told her that the person you were staying with, what was he doing at that point? So when I now told her, and I said, this was the reason why what you did. When I was entering into my house, that I was traveling back, I was just entering into my house, the tank carrying 2 tanks of water filled up came out of the ground and pushed to the other side. If you go there, the mark is still there till today. My mom said, what did you carry inside my house? I just came, tank that was in no breeze, nothing. It came out. What happened? A spirit came out. Bah! Somebody has come back. That was why Jesus came. When he was coming back from the wilderness, he said, they that sat in wilderness saw a great light. They have not seen you until you go to the wilderness. When I came back, something left. I did not know what it was, but I knew that I began to journey into God. And then I knew that I will not make progress in God by how many years I am a Christian, but by how well I can yield to the Holy Ghost. So when the devil sees meetings that will change your life, he will give you 1,000. You will always be making excuses but never making progress. I was with somebody recently and I said, you are always coming late for meeting. He said, I always have excuses. I said, that's the reason why you will keep always, for 1 year, you will add excuses for 1 year. Some of you, for 19 years, you've had excuses not to fast. Excuses. Don't you know what excuses means? Excuses is telling the Holy Ghost no. Excuses is telling the Holy Ghost what? No, I am a soulish man and I want to live by my soul. That is what excuses mean. Excuses is, you can't stop cigarette at once. You can be stopping one by one. It's an excuse. What you have received is new. You choose to beat your flesh and put it under subjection. I do not care what anybody is saying. If somebody told you, I stopped smoking after 20 years, tell him that, I can receive mine today. I can receive mine today. I will not wait for 50 years. I will not wait for 100 years. I can receive mine today. I can receive mine today. Now let me tell you, one of the things that must be consistent in your life, I think I'll round up in this place. There are a lot of things. If I share with you, tomorrow we'll continue. You saw that the progression we're taking from day one, Abi, into day two. Day one, yesterday when I started, all of you were looking at me like this. I said, Jesus Christ. So day two, we're coming up to the place I like. That the place my spirit can flow very well. So one of the things I want you to know is that some of the things that makes you gain mastery with the Holy Ghost is prayer. That as you begin to yield to prayer, you are able to relate with the nearest information of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to tell you something that will help you. I know some of us know, I'm not going to spend much time on telling you about prayer, Because if there's anything that this generation have information about, it's prayer. So if I tell somebody, stand up now, what is prayer? Somebody can tell you, prayer is the protocol by which you bring God on earth. Prayer is everybody knows what prayer is. Where is Joshua Belt? Everybody knows what prayer what? Now, how do you do what? What is prayer? So we all know that prayer, I told us yesterday that prayer is the permission for God to invade earth through a man. So until God finds a man, God will not do what? God will not do what he has to do. You know, I was telling some people something yesterday, and you say people can be any. You know what is worst? When the devil makes you to meet people that can help your destiny, he will tell you that people can be replaced. Do you know that? Yes, people can be replaced, but God waited for Samuel until he was ready to anoint David. God waited for Moses until he was ready to do what? Show forth. If the mandate for deliverance of your family is in your hand, Oga, your father and mother will keep going out every day, coming back with tears. And you'll be telling them that, mommy, why is that man wicked? Why doesn't he want to pay your salary? It's not the man that is wicked. It is you that is wicked. Daddy, why is nothing working for you? And my school fees has not been paid. It is you that is wicked, because God bettered the Moses in that family that can ascend Horeb. They had the time, they did not do it. What they were praying for was material things. The devil shielded their faith, and they never knew the pathway to Horeb. And now God has called you and taught you that, come, there is a way I can give you what your family has been looking for generations. Yesterday I told you that go home and go and ask your parents how many generations before you have tried to rise and never rose. Your grandfather, your great grandfather, your great great grandfather was a hunter. Your grandfather was the chief hunter. Your senior grandfather was the village town crier. Your mother ran out of the village and got pregnant for a man in the town. They get back to you, think you become for. Are you how? Haven't you seen, even in these normal senses, they will tell you before you marry a lady, go and look at her family. Do they have epileptic there? Do they have this? So that just in case the epileptic traits will not come out in your own child. Because the truth is that plantations in the DNA of people do not die. It grows as generation by generation. So the only person that can alter it is the Holy Ghost when you enter into the new creation reality. But if you remain with the first breath, you will still be a slave to it. So this is the reason why we have congregation of 1 million people. If you ask them, they do not know the Holy Ghost. So all they know is awaiting miracle signs and wonder. Testimony is not that I just bought a car. Testimony is that I've known a dimension of God. Testimony is not that I just built a house, because anything that you build and you, the Bible said, the watchers watch what? In vain. I was telling somebody, they kidnapped this man 3 times. I was even saying, maybe you should be collecting receipt. So if this one, can I say, wallahi malan sayidu neya dokene ka selfie the moon, you the kidnappers. When they've kidnapped you 3 times, only he was going on the road, they kidnapped. He went to his friend's house. Well, hey, my mom, I wish he was there. He went to his friend's house. That time they said kidnap him. That day he went, it's the house they came and kidnapped him again. So I was just saying, Abi, you go collect receipt. You say, then I don't kidnap. Baka send back. Kakira Malan say you do. How unfortunate businesses keep meeting some people. The day you come to apply for loan is the day they stop giving loan. The day you want to collect admission is the day they reduce the number from 150 to 20 people. The day that they want to give people award is the day they'll say that they are not giving this year, till next year. The day when you deserve it is the day that they will close door, they're not doing again. The day when it's your turn, people have been receiving blessings, but when it's your turn, the person that want to bless you will suddenly not pick your call again. You are doing everything right, but why is it that the day of your glory is always far from you? It's because there is a seed that has been sown in your generation that nobody dares to rise from this lineage. So how can you be functioning with what your father gave you and think you can become anything? What your father gave you is what his grandfather gave him. What his grandfather gave him was what his great grandfather gave them. You cannot receive the same soul that made them die in the village and never be among. There is a technology you have to enter. I think Apostle John was saying yesterday, he said somebody like us, we do not have any helper. Somebody was saying, you see us, I did Adulam, Adubana, everything. You think that is because I'm rich? No one nearer from my side. Hey, I will not wait for 50 years. You think that is the number of rich people you know that helps you? You are a joke. I have people who are in London, who are my family members. Manchester. They are waiting for the day your life will finally make meaning. I remember one Christmas, some few years, I think maybe that was, I was in secondary school. I posted a picture of a girl. Me and one girl snap. I posted it on Facebook. Oh boy, if you see calls from my uncles, I didn't know they were following me on Facebook. Oh. Since I've been making impact for the kingdom, nobody called me. I've been doing what is right. Nobody say I saw what your son is doing. You think the enemy will encourage people to support you in the path of destiny? Some of you, if they arrest you for drugs, some of your uncles will break bank to release you. If they arrest you because police catch you, they will say, hey, yeah, how much is the bailing fee? But go and tell them that you got admission. They will cut the call. That is to tell you that the devil will be fighting anything that will make you. They are not the ones who hate you. It is the spirit that doesn't want you to become what you are. So your problem is not your uncle. Your problem is not your auntie. Your problem is you. You have to stand. Yeah. Who told you that God will raise you with the people around you? He will call forth men from every gather to come and raise up your You have not begun the journey. That's why you think you're alone. When I began to move, I saw one person came and followed me. I said, this person, God has assigned. I was telling them one day, I said, if I did not become this, you shall follow somebody else. You think people will hurt because of your failure? I shall receive it today. Last scripture. In the school of prayer, Acts chapter 14, verse 1. Holy Ghost, I pray. I wrote the scripture well. Elena Makai Lemena Silemena Gadaya. Elena Gadia. I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 60 years. I shall receive it today. I shall receive it today. Not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. I shall receive it today. I shall receive it today. Sing it to yourself. I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. I shall receive it today. Hey, I shall receive it today. Acts chapter 14, verse 17. He said, for the kingdom of God is not what? Meat and what? Drink. But righteousness, peace and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace and what? Joy. Haven't you read in the scriptures where the Bible will tell you, and Jesus rejoiced in his spirit? Is an organic reaction. Maybe they came and told you that somebody just died in your family. You will rejoice in the spirit. That is the kingdom of God. You know what the kingdom of God is? The kingdom of God is not a location. The kingdom of God is a person who has embodied God in his being. So whenever the word comes to you, just like Job, they might be waiting with bad news after one of the other. But something in your spirit man, which is the Holy Ghost, we shout for joy. We shout for what? Joy. Are you here today? You are depressed because something is not working in your life. It is because you have not received what? The Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, the same disciples that denied Jesus was the same that said, kill me like my master. In fact, turn me upside down. I'm ready to go. Hey, some of you, the reason why your life has not made meaning is because you have not found anything to die for. People who are making impact in the kingdom of darkness found something they can die for, found something that their children can die for, found something that they can kill their wives for. When you begin to join in prayer, the Holy Ghost will begin to make demands. A man was following Jesus and he said, sir, my brother just died. And he said, let the dead bury their dead, follow me. Would you say, what kind of wicked master is this? My relative
Him just died. Let the dead bury their what? Dead. Follow me. Were you not the same person that went to raise Lazarus? So why will you tell me to ignore my own dead and follow you? If you are walking from your sense, you will never see God. If you are walking from your sense, you will hate who you should love. I know you are the same person that just blessed that people that are living in sin with houses and cars. Why didn't you do the same to me? Leave them and follow me. They come to a point and they ask him, Master, this follow that we are following you, where is even our destination? He said, the foxes have holes, the son of man knoweth not where to lay his head. That was the same way he trained Abraham. He said, follow me unto a land that I will show you. Where is the land? I do not know. The land is in accordance to your obedience. I was telling them, when he appeared to Joseph and said, take this child to Egypt, he said, wait for the next instruction. There is a place of waiting where until God speaks, you do not move. When you begin to pray, you can pray for a matter for 10 years. If God did not say anything, I don't go anywhere. Because I have learned that disobedience can make men journey a journey for 40 years that they should have journeyed in one day. And God will be looking at you, reaping the seed of your disobedience. Hey! Some people have looked at me before. My pastor looked at me one day and he said, Kai, you want to have a church? I said, the era that men receive Christ to carry glory has died. This is the era that men receive Christ so that people carry him too. Bring it to my house. Everywhere we are gathering men, not for the church. Who wants to be a pastor? Who cares? What we want to see is that many people carry these bodies. Because in the kingdom of darkness, once they file a tool, they will do what? They will make sure they empower him to bring others to their kingdom. Apostle Michael Rokpo said, how old are these boys that will do concert and stadium will be filled and they will pollute their spirits? How old are they? How old was Wizkid when he started filling stadiums? You are 30 years and they tell you that God is still raising you. If you were a music minister in darkness, by now, sir, maybe you will have been feeling utopia. When you come, people will have gathered. The devil will give you everything you desire because you are working for him. They tell you that until you become 25 years, God cannot use you. Your life is a lie. Your life is a joke. It's a deception from men who are of the flesh. They don't want anybody to rise apart from them. A point will come where 12 year olds will begin to carry power and you'll be wondered, who mentored this one? So who mentored them? My brother, nobody mentored them. The Holy Ghost schooled them and they yielded. 40 years old, the Lord is still doing something with my life. 50 years old, he's taking me somewhere. Where is he taking you? You don't even know. Where did God send you? You don't even know. What state are you going? You don't even know. What kind of ministry has he given you? You don't even know. Where is God taking you? 2022 is not your own year of testimony. It's your own year of finding identity. It's not your year of having houses. It's your own year for those who have not discovered to discover who they are. Ah, you are here in 2022 and your version is still of 9th of 1931. I am old. I am still young. Who told you you are young? Who told you you are young? Go to Ibadan. Go to Osun State. Go to places where children are dying on the mountain. Go to places where they will call for 7 days retreat. You are not going home. You sit down in the house till you finish. You do retreats from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. You are tired. You want to go home. You can never become anything like that. A vice chancellor left the school and they put the other one to sit down. He said, I cannot sit down on that chair. Oh, I cannot sit down on that chair. Because he knew that there were powers that were resting with that man while he sat. So while he was giving decrees, he was not just the one. There were powers backing him up. If you enter his seat the way you are, you will die. I can receive it today. I can receive it today. He says, they that wait upon the law shall renew their what? a waiting part, and that is what we are doing tonight. There is a waiting part. He said they will mount up. It is two things that happen. They will mount up wings. Have you seen an eagle mounting wings? An eagle will not climb this place and fly. He will look for the highest mountain. He will keep mounting up. He will keep mounting up. He will keep mounting up. 40 days, he's still climbing. 50 days, he's still mounting wings. 5 hours, he's still mounting wings. He's still mounting wings. And when he gets to the top, he will fly. The eagle can get to heights where no other bird can go, because he can wait to the heights where no other bird can wait. You can fly at heights, but can you wait at the heights where Abosualome Osayi waited until he fly? Can you wait for the heights where Mike Oropo waited and fly? Can you wait for the heights that Billy Graham got to and fly? What's the name of that man again? Hey, Allen. Hey,
I can't receive it today. I can't receive it today. I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 50 years. I can't receive it today. I can't receive it today.
Wait. When we join in prayers, man, I will not lead you in prayer. Don't worry, somebody else will come. I tell you, you can come for a 7 hours program and pray for 10 minutes. You can come for a 9 hours program and pray for 20 seconds. Because you were there, didn't mean you followed them to climb the mountain. Yesterday, we had testimonies of people who have never seen in the spirit. Their eyes were open. Sir, today will you come and go like that again? Hey, Allen. He said he was a minister, a man of God. And then he called his wife and said, honey, I am tired of waiting. Oh, let me go and find God. And then he told the wife, that was why when I sang that song, lock me in this place until you open the door to heaven.
Can receive it today. Don't change it.
So he entered the room the first day. He said, honey, lock me inside. She locked him inside. He prayed for some point. He said, open the door, open the door. He came outside. He was doing it to a point that his wife Mashem was catching her for him. Every time he said, lock me, we come outside. And then one day, say one day, he decided in his heart, honey, if I enter this room today, lock me and don't open it again. So the man stayed there for days and was laboring in prayers. He didn't come outside, he was hungry. He shut the door. Ha! When I come back from school, do you know the first thing I do? This time I came, I didn't even do it. I will go inside my room. Nobody will know that I'm back yet. So the day that I come back is the day that I leave the secret place. So we entered here. I'll tell my mom, lock the door. I'll stay here for 3 days. And then if you want to say anything, write it in paper and pass it under the door. I learned it from, what's his name? That pastor that we were going to church that time. Ofuku, God bless you. When we were small, the church was a small church. Me and one guy, Isin, who asked drama. He will ask God, I will ask devil, I'll come and ask human being, I'll come. 2 members in the church, we are doing it like that. So one day he was talking, he now said, guy, that he locked himself inside the room for some days. And when he came outside, he went and saw a blind woman and opened the woman's eyes. He told me that thing when I was not having so much sense. And then I looked at him now, he's not doing it. Ah, I say it's like, Papa has forgotten what he used to do. So me, I did not forget. He told a small boy and I carried it and malie it on my head. The day I received sense, I know what to do. You know what to do to get power. You are just lazy. So I went into the room, locked the door, passed paper under the... I have, by the grace of God, God has used me to release people from kidnappers then that I know of twice in the same time and date that I said they will come out. So when they carried me, I entered into the room, and then on the third day I saw a message. One of our brother, Bro Stephen, he was the one playing lead for us before, maybe if you know him. He now said they kidnapped his auntie and they are demanding 100 million. And I said, no problem. I said, you called me at the right time. I am just coming down from Horeb. You called me at the right time. And I wrote it in my Bible. I think then I posted it on Facebook. I said, so-so time and so-so date. I post the paper and say, your auntie will come out. Go and check it. She said, he doesn't know how confusion entered the camp and they released the auntie. And before then, I was listening to a message by Dr. Val. He said there was one guy, they kidnapped somebody. Who, do you know what the guy did? He teleported to where the person was and released him. They stole the phone of one brother and he prayed, the phone came back to his hand. In this age, you will not hear that kind of story, oh, because the kind of people that gather you are lukewarm men. They stole his phone and the phone came back. The day we went for a meeting and they stole Memuna's phone, she was thinking I was sad because they stole her phone. She was sad because they stole her phone. I could not call it back.
I can't receive it today.
There's a man of God in Yoruba land. I told them about this. His hand is always like this in his ears. He's still alive. They were having a meeting one day and then he met a lady and said, what is wrong? And the lady said, men do not like me because they say my breast is small. And he now said, okay, go and look for any girl here that you desire to have a kind of breast. He now said, go to the bedroom, go and wear a brazier. And when she wore the brazier, she came out, they did not know who was who. It was the same. Hey, these acts of the apostles are from my generation. He said, in the last days, this is the days that Jesus is waiting for. But the problem is that we have men who should be leading us to the pathway are leading us to the way of corruption. They are leading us to how to become listen, you can, the reason why you are scared of COVID-19 vaccine is because you know the world did it. If a Christian brother pray and God showed him how to create the vaccine, will you doubt him before taking it? God wants to raise men in every sphere of affair. Who told you that you need to be a courtist to be a politician? There was a man called David. He says, my eye will know no sleep. So you can be a counselor and you don't sleep in the night. Yesterday I told them, some of you, because you just got ordinary bank job, prayer is a hard thing for you to do. Some of you, because you just got a job of a school teacher, every time you come back, I'm too tired to pray. But when you were looking for the job, now your type will see here. So when the devil comes for you, may you not make mistake that will leave you with a mark till eternity. There are some people that made mistakes out of the will of the Holy Ghost. An accident happened and they cut their leg. God has forgiven them, but they still carry one leg. God has forgiven them, but they still carry blind eye. You are listening to me here. You know you follow boys to fight area fight. Jesus is telling you tonight, if you join them again, it might be the day that you will die. Do not let the world give you a mark that will send you to your early grave. Why not arise today and begin to mount up wings? Enough of darkness having a field day in your family. Enough. I will not wait for 100 years. I will not wait for 60 years. I can't receive it today. Do you know Jephthah? I learned only 2 verses in the whole Bible. Told you what he did. Jephthah went to a land called the land of, is it Tob? And he stayed there for 5 years. If he throws a spear, and he will meet you where you will die. But only 2 verses told you where he caught it. But the rest was the axe. Hey, Jephthah found a place he went to hide. When God called Paul, he sent him to where? The Arab nation, Arabia. And he stayed there. Today God will call you
you will begin your January after this retreat in a wilderness. How long is the wilderness? The wilderness can last for 10 years. The wilderness can last for 20 years. So you can be praying, and for 5 years, you will not be able to heal the sick. No problem. You will keep praying until one day you will get to a realm whereby you can raise the dead. And do you know what? When you enter such realms, you do not know. That is how the devil robs you. You have prayed to a point that you can open deaf ears, but you do not know. Hey, didn't you read of this man called Archbishop Benson Idahosa? I was telling them, when he was giving the testimony, he said when they brought him to the room where the woman's head, the girl said, scatter like tomatoes. Do you know what he said? He said he told the woman to go and buy drug so that he can run. I know that you have heard the story. They will just tell you that Archbishop Benson Idahosa came and he called body head, gather back. He's a liar. He was a man with like passion. He looked at the head. He said, how can these things be? Just like Ezekiel cried out, can these dry bones rise again? But there is one thing that makes the dry bones to rise. Nevertheless, at thy word. Nevertheless, at thy word. When God speaks to you, what happens is that he speaks with an impartation of power. If God tells you that Kaduna State is for your taking, he does not give you money. What he gives you is an information. And when it comes to you and you receive it, it's his power. And he said, the woman said, I will go nowhere. He said, I will not wait for 50 years. She told him, I must receive it today. And he said what? He said he had to, he laid his hand on the head and began to pray. And the head that scattered began to gather back. In our generation, if people die, nobody even tries to raise the dead again. Like somebody just died, oh. Let's try and see what we have carried. So we are entering a stage where people don't even want to step out of their of the flesh because you still have a reputation. So if I go and pray for the dead and it does not rise, if they mock me, they mock me, but I am not mocked because I don't have a reputation. He who is in Christ is a new creation. No longer I who lives, but Christ that lives in me. So if I build capacity and my capacity is not enough, I will go back and build. How can you know when you what you carry if you have not tested it? I told them on the mountain, I said, sir, some of you need to go and find Babalawo. I said, sir, fire me arrow. And if he fire you arrow, you cannot stand up in the morning, call him, Baba, remove him, remove him, remove him. When he remove it, you say, Baba, ma, go pray some. Then when you go and pray, say, Baba, fire me small. TLDK Olukoya, he said they went to a village for evangelism. You know why? You think it's not everybody that has burden to go to the rural area. You just go and share pampers for people that a strong man has found that help should not come to them. And after you finish sharing pampers, you go to the city and be crying for the rest of your life. Nothing will work for you. What you did was good, but you did not understand the legal system of heaven. You do not help who heaven is not helping. Do you know that there are some babas today that the reason why they are poor and walking around is because when they were young, they molested people's daughters, raped them, killed them. Now they are suffering what they did, and you want to go and help him. God was the one punishing him, and you want to go and help him. So every time you move outside what God is asking you to do, you are the Antichrist. You are the Antichrist. So you go to the village. He said, when they went to the village, the man came out and said, you brought the gospel, Abi? He said, yes. He said, you see this three room here? If you can enter inside and come outside alive, then I will serve your God. And then that you look how you looked at himself and his friends. And he said, he did not pray. He said, let's go. If they tell you to enter a shrine now, you first say, the entrance of the world, bring it. You now open your Bible. Lord, you said in your word, you did not understand that the word is not meant to be in the Bible, it is meant to be in your heart. The word that has crystallized in your life, that's what becomes a reality. And then they entered inside the first one, they came outside. The man looked at them. Second one, they came. Third one, they came. He said, sir, is there any other room again? Apostle, he said they went for a village for evangelism, and when they went, the well was not bringing out water. And then God told
told him that that's not the design of the land, that there is a power. Don't you know there are what we call spiritual cities? There's one called Egypt, there's one called Sodom. And in Egypt, everybody that dwells in the spiritual city called Egypt is subjected to slavery. So if you try to deliver them, Pharaoh will deal with you. So only Moses can enter into cities called Egypt. So when he entered, there was no well in, you would think that it's geography that caused it. No, it's not geography. There are powers that left people poor, and they are still the same cause they are sacrificing to, still the same cause that is punishing them. And they began to pray. They say when they came back the next day, water came out. You carry yourself to orphanage home, you are sharing money, you do not have the Holy Ghost. May you not share what will destroy you. There are some people you must never help without capacity. Haven't you heard of people who saw lame people on the road and gave them money and disappeared? We have a generation whereby people only know you're a good person by you posting giveaway. If I start to post giveaway today, I will have 2k followers in the next 3 days. You will give away until you give away your destiny. Am I saying giving is bad? No, but you must do it led by the Holy Spirit. Am I saying sowing is bad? No, but you must sow until you are led. So you want to go for a village to do outreach. Young girl like you, you just finished secondary school, you have not married, you don't even know Jesus Christ. You can, we are all good, we want to help the poor, we want to alleviate poverty, and you go and meet ancient gods. Hey, they will just be laughing, especially a generation that is filled with youth with passion and no capacity. They'll go, we want to organize spoken word for them, we want to bring them to Christ by rapping and all these things. And then you come back home, you rap for 10 years, you didn't go anywhere. And when we begin to check, the day you went to a village, you carried your clothes and gave it to a baba, and the baba took it to his altar. Because everything that belongs to them is for their God. Everything that belongs to you is for your God. Don't spend what God is not spending. Your life, if it's God that is spending it, he will only buy the things he needs to access to move his kingdom forward. So we must lie, cry tonight. Father, teach me to learn the way of mounting up wings. Teach me to journey to a point where I will stand and I can fly. I don't know if you, nobody gets married in your house until they are old. Today you will change the story. I don't know if you, nobody has ever gone out of this country. Today you will change the story. I don't know if you are here and nobody in your life has ever become a voice. Today you will do what? I will not wait for 100 years. I will receive it today. Jump up on your feet. I will receive it today. I will not wait for 50 years. I will not wait for 100 years. I will receive it today. I will receive it today. Now, we're about to journey. Hello, Kaila Mana. Hello, go Salagada by Legadegade. Hello, Yadigila Yagada. Hello, Manana. You will thunder this prayer. Are you hearing me? Everybody in this house, if your chair will not allow you to pray, move it. Hello, Gadiana. Hello, Magayana. Yanada. I will not wait for 100 years.
I will not wait for 100 years.
Not wait for 50 years.
I will not wait for 50 years.
I will receive it today.
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 Not wait for 50 years.
I will not wait for 50 years.
I will not wait for 100 years.
I will not wait for 100 years.
I will receive it today.
I will receive it today.
Horeb, this is your Horeb, your mount of turnaround.
you may lift up your hands to the heavens and shout this prayer loud and clear. See, many things will happen. Many things. I will call for this prayer, and then somebody else will come and continue. While you pray, be sensitive. Angels of the living God are here already. This arena is saturated. There are men that need to receive mantles for generations. There are men that need to enter into the path of alignment. There are men that need to fly tonight. Lift up your hand and thunder this prayer. You will shout, Jesus. Forgive me, my voice is not very good. You will shout Jesus 3 times at the top of your voice. And you know what you shout? After you finish shouting, you will say, Jesus, teach me to fly. Are you ready? So when I say, in the name of Jesus, you will shout, Jesus, Jesus. The third one, you will thunder it loud and clear. And then you will shout, teach me to fly. Mighty things are going to be happening in this place. Mighty, mighty things. Mighty, 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 mighty. Are you ready? Shout Jesus!
Jesus!
That's number one. Number two!
Jesus!
Number three!
Jesus!
Say, teach me to fly!
Teach me to fly!
That's it, that's it, that's it! That's it.
Man of God. When I say they should call that name.